digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Sophie Merrick. Rescue efforts are continuing in Spain this morning after flash flooding killed over 200 people in the east of the country. Weather warnings are in place for more heavy rain in the Balearic Islands, Barcelona and Valencia. With 3 days left until Americans head to the polls, both presidential candidates have held rallies in a key swing state. They've been taking place just miles apart from each other in Wisconsin overnight. We'll find out who'll be the next leader of the Conservative Party later. It's between Kemi Badenoch and Robert Jenrick. And an iPhone adapter that could be used to check whether someone has throat cancer is being trialled on the NHS. It's hoped it'll cut the amount of time patients need to wait before getting the all clear.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Former Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag says his dream to bring more silverware to Old Trafford has come to an end. He's been thanking fans for their support as sporting head coach Ruben Amorim takes over. Arsenal are hoping to get their Premier League title challenge back on track as they head to Newcastle this lunchtime. The Gunners are without a win in their last three top flight games. Leaders Manchester City go to Bournemouth, but if they don't get a win, Liverpool could take the top spot with victory over Brighton. Tonight's Celtic and Aberdeen will battle it out for a place in the Scottish League Cup final. And the pressure's on for England's cricketers later. They need to win their second one-day international against the West Indies to keep the three-game series alive.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo. The new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
Another cloudy day with the odd patch of drizzle, feeling mild in any brighter spells. It's remaining dull as we head into this evening too. Highs today of 14 degrees.
Oh, John Richardson.
John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
Soaks you to the bone. Maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe. Maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me. We see things I'll never see.
You and I are gonna live forever.
I said maybe.
So it's time to bring the country down a peg or two, starting closer to home. Angela, how smug are you feeling? Last week was very good.
Yeah, I was quite smug last week, wasn't I?
Yeah, and it was hard to challenge. How's this week been for smugness for you?
I think you'll like this week's. I think you'll identify with this week. I've got two little smugs that have happened, both of them this week. One is that this morning when I drove to the studio, I overrode what my sat-nav told me to do because, and I don't usually have the confidence to do that. I usually believe the sat-nav. And I thought, no, I'm going to go M4, is going to be quicker. Sure enough, it shaved 15 minutes off my drive.
Yeah. 15?
Yeah. It went down by 15 minutes when I went the way I wanted to go rather than the way the sat-nav wanted to go.
Now you've hit on something now because at the moment, so I have a constant battle going on because I have my car sat-nav and the app I usually use.
Yeah.
And they don't always agree and I have to decide. I've got a favourite.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I've got a favourite. The problem I have is if you're going to embrace this technology, I want to know that it's better than me because that is the point of it.
Yeah.
The minute you challenge and you are better than the technology, don't you find now that you drive with a sense of fear all the time that actually maybe this thing doesn't know where it's going?
Oh, see, I hadn't thought of it like that until this very moment, John. You're right, aren't you? Because now I'm going to question it. Because I use the app. Because I think the app's good because it has sort of live traffic updates and things.
Yeah, we know what we're talking about.
We know
what
we're talking about. But now I'm going to be questioning it because I know it can be wrong. So this could have ruined my relationship with that app. Oh, John, you've really taken me down.
And all technology.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I've enjoyed this one. I've never seen one land physically before. Your whole body shape has changed.
It really, my demeanour changed, didn't it then? I was so... Oh, can I tell you my other one, just in case that one brings me back up?
Oh, God, yeah, I'm on a roll. Yeah,
Oh, you're enjoying this way too much, John Richardson.
You'll be on the floor after this.
Okay, how about this? On Thursday this week was the end of the month, right? And I remembered that I had to cancel some subs. That, you know, when you get a free trial of an app and you have to remember to cancel it before it ticks over to the next month? I remembered, and so I didn't get charged.
Yeah, that's good. I'm going to let you have that one.
Thanks.
Because of what I did to you in the first one.
Thanks, John. Otherwise, the rest of the show would have just been me in a slump.
But you did it on the 31st.
Yeah, I know. I left it to the last minute.
Presumably, the subscription fee would have kicked in on the 1st.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
took it to the wire.
I'd say, you run your life like that, mate. I'll guarantee you've missed one. You might have cancelled your magazine subscription, but you've missed your council tax.
You need to talk to my husband. I think you and him would get on really well.
Next, we will be travelling internationally. Now, this is the first time we've done this kind of thing. So we have an international guest on Saturday Smugness.
Exciting.
I don't know the person very well. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to be as mean to this person as I am to you, the listener, and you, my friend and guest, Angela Barnes. I'm quite happy to be horrific to all of you.
Sure.
This stranger will test my resolve.
We're
we'll
going to see John doing like a telephone voice now, aren't we? He's going to put on that. I'm excited about this.
Hello.
Yeah.
it's the time of the week where I try and combat those who've got up on a Saturday morning, they're feeling particularly good about something because they've achieved something in their life. And I'll tell you why I do that, because I haven't. And this week, I'm delighted to say, we're going to New York, where a story about someone who I'm sure is feeling pretty good about himself right now, because why wouldn't he be, struck me from the papers this week. So we go to New York and I say, hello, Miles.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, my God. I tell you what, Miles, if I sounded like you, I would be smug for the rest of my life anyway.
What a voice.
From your voice.
Thank you.
Tell us why you're feeling a little bit pleased this week, Miles.
So, in New York City, 3 days ago, there was a Timothée Chalamet lookalike contest, and my friends all convinced me to go. I went to Goodwill, a secondhand shop, to pick out an outfit the day before, and I matched something to look like Wonka. I showed up, and then I ended up winning. It was a really crazy event.
Wow. How many lookalikes were there? How many did you have to beat off?
So there were about 30 other people, I'd say, that were there, but then maybe like 2,000 people who didn't participate in the contest showed up.
Wow.
So there was a crowd.
Yeah, they actually, the police came and shut down the original location of the event. They had to relocate to like a playground, like that was near in the area.
Wow.
What little I know of American police is they don't muck about. And I would say, if you're going to shut down an event because you're worried, don't move it to a playground.
One of the participants even got arrested, too.
One of the Chalamets?
He's also going pretty viral on the internet for being the arrested Timmy.
I have never wanted to be at an event so much in my life.
New York is just so unhinged. Like, there's always these crazy things that happen, so I feel like it makes sense for it to be anywhere else but New York for this event.
So apart from just getting to look like Timothée Chalamet, which I'm looking at pictures of you now, and you are a very good Chalamet, which by definition just means you're a very handsome young man. What was the prize on the day?
They gave me a big 6-foot trophy and then a $50 check, which is nice.
What did you buy with it?
I bought more chocolate.
Yay! You carry on like that, you won't look like Timothée Chalamet anymore. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I guess I also won some, I guess, like, there were a few, like, brands that reached out to me to collaborate with me, too, like Avenue Men Hair Products. Like, they ended up reaching out to me, which was really nice of them. We're working together now.
Wow. And I mean, the reason this has made international news is, of course, because Timothée himself turned up. Did you get to meet him?
Unfortunately, no, I didn't get to meet him. It was actually so unfortunate.
He was just jealous because you out Timothée Chalamet. So he just couldn't have that.
Yeah, some people were commenting on some of my TikToks that, like, I beat Timothée Chalamet at his own lookalike contest.
Yes, true. Yeah, you
are. Well, what I would usually do now is say something mean. I don't know if, you know, the difference between American humour and British humour probably is that I think American humour is quite well-meaning and crowds whoop and cheer and English audiences tend to tot and sigh and we're quite horrible to each other. But you just seem like such a lovely young man. And now that I know you've got hair product advertising as well off the back of this and you've had a nice day out in New York, I'm just quite frightened and intimidated. So if I am going to be mean, I'll probably do it after a song when you're not listening. But I can't thank you enough for coming on, Miles, and congratulations on just being a beautiful and successful young man.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I actually love the UK. I've lived in London for 6 months, so it makes me really happy to be on the show.
Oh, great. Well, if you're ever back, pop into the studio.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
Sounds like someone just made a delicious order and got himself a tasty free delivery too. Because when you sign up to Delivery Plus, you get member perks like free delivery on eligible orders from restaurants, groceries and shops. Delicious. Sign up to Delivery Plus today and start living that Plus life. Subscription fee, minimum spend, geographical restrictions, service fees and terms apply. Long distance orders and some partners excluded. See delivery.co.uk/legal for details.
When you need a Nick Jr. rescue,
just yelp for help.
No matter the danger.
I'm ready for a rough, rough rescue.
Whoever's in need.
Paw Patrol to the lookout.
We've got the pup.
Big truck, air rescue, mighty pups, aqua pups, ready for action rider, sir.
For the job.
All paws on deck.
From the deep sea to dinos. From the roads to the skies.
Paw Patrol is on a roll.
Paw Patrol are always ready for action. I'm Nick Jr.
In the Toolstation Club, our loyalty is built to last. We give you 5% off everything, every day. It's less searching for sales, more setting standards. It's money off what you need, when you need it. It's putting the power in your hands. And with more savings when you spend, you can keep on raising your level. Sign up online or on the app and join the club today for free. Toolstation, for a job done right. Subject to £75 a month minimum spend, terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, let's get the business.
The new £5 meal deal from McDonald's. Get a cheeseburger or mayo chicken, medium fries, 4 McNuggets and a medium soft drink for guess what? That's right, £5. Yeah. It's not called the £5 meal deal for nothing. From 11 a.m. Not available on delivery. Carbonated soft drink upgrade fees apply. Participating restaurants subject to availability.
If it's casino time, it's entertainment time at GrosvenorCasinos.com. Show your hand time. Spin the slot reels time. Play real roulette straight from Grosvenor's UK casinos, live and direct in your home time. And back your favourite sports team time. Whatever your game, get playing with the casino experts at GrosvenorCasinos.com. Grosvenor Casinos, it's entertainment time. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply. GamblerAware.org.
In the Hayes Travel No Deposit event, book selected 2025 or 2026 Royal Caribbean holidays with nothing to pay up front. Incredible family fun, epic itineraries in the Med and beyond. All yours with no deposit when you spread the cost with our interest-free direct debit plan. The Hayes Travel No Deposit event ends on November the 10th, so don't wait. Book your Royal Caribbean holiday in your local branch today. Hayes Travel. At all protected.
Want to make winter mornings more bearable with a new coffee machine? You can spend a little smarter with Chase. Because with Roundups, you can see how your day-to-day spending can add up to more. And you'll have 24/7 customer support too, with a few taps in the Chase app. See what your money can do. Search Chase Bank. 18 plus UK residents. Chase current account required to open Roundup account.
Get John Richardson on.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
Oh,
So I think I've got myself together now after speaking to... It doesn't help that you're looking pictured. He really does look like Timothy Chalamet, doesn't he?
He really does. You were a bit in awe of him, weren't you, John? I could feel the energy off you. You sort of got a bit giggly and your cheeks got a bit red.
Well, do you know what? Because in movies, the New York thing is like you picture like the angry cabbie. So you expect to say, we go to New York and you go, what's up?
Yeah.
Keep it quick. I'm busy. I'm working here. They don't sound like that. And when you go to a young man like that and he goes, oh, thanks so much. I'm so pleased to be here. You're like, oh, God. Don't be nicer than me and better looking than me. One or the other, please.
See, this is the John Richardson I know. That's more like it. He's back.
Yeah, exactly. But I can't really turn on him. The pictures are all lovely. The sun's shining. Everybody, I will say everybody there is young. So it seems to be an event, you know. I would have to speak to an average New Yorker just to say what nonsense it was and how much is going on. But the fact that Chalamet turned up, the fact that people got arrested, you've got to look handsome, I think, for people to want to publicly say they look like you. So, for example, if I were to do a John Richardson lookalike competition, I don't imagine many people would turn up to central London to proudly state that they looked like me. There'd just be people sending pictures of, you know, the rat from Ratatouille, and there was a kid from Recess.
Who you get as your lookalike? At least you don't get... I get blooming Olive from On the Buses. That's who I get. Thanks, John.
Okay. It's just, you don't hear that reference enough, and it's, you know, it's true.
Thanks.
It's a true comic. I don't mean you look like Olive from On the Buses. I mean, it's true British comedy is what I was going to say, but I realised I said it's true, and then I paused. Sounds awful. It's just been a really bad time for me. Angela, I want you to just talk.
Okay, I'll talk for a bit. I say, look, even if...
to be on the radio again.
Even if you did take down Miles's smugness right now, it doesn't matter, does it? Because however much you take him down, he looks like Timothy Chalamet. He's going to be fine.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He's fine, isn't he?
He's fine. He looks like Timothy Chalamet. He's a charmed life is ahead of him because he's beautiful and beautiful people have charmed lives. Hashtag not all beautiful people.
Yeah, get a life, mate. Oh, do you know what? Every time we go to be mean, though, he's like, he got his outfit from the charity shop before he turned up and he spent his money on chocolate. It does feel like punching down, doesn't it? But as you say, he's handsome, he's absolutely fine. And, you know, if Timothy Chalamet ever gets cancelled, as all Hollywood stars do, he won't be able to leave his house. So all's well that ends well.
There we go.
Alibi, 'cause I've drawn regret from the truth.
So as much as this is the John Richardson Show with Angela Barnes, it's really your show. And recently we got an email from Bobby and her friend Lisa about a 30-year feud over what was the best flavour of Tic Tac. We obviously felt we had to intervene. Angela and I have gone away. Mm-hmm. We have spoken to some of the biggest names in showbiz. And from our point of view, certainly, we will attempt to settle this now once and for all. And Lisa and Bobby are joining us too. Good morning.
Hello.
So obviously, I say we're going to put this to bed. I think if it's gone on 30 years, it's probably safe to say it's not going to, you know,
continue. Yeah.
One doesn't like to think of the end, but if whoever dies first, the coffin doesn't rattle with the sound of whatever Tic Tac they hated. I'd be very disappointed in the other one.
I'm slightly concerned that if we do solve this today, that they won't have anything to talk about anymore. For 30 years, that's been their, you know, the substance of this relationship. What we might do is lay it bare.
It's been the glue of the friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it might just move on to which one of us they hate the most.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So let's. I've done what I can this week. Lisa, you are obviously Team Orange, yes. The correct side, the true side, the honest side, the faithful
the
side.
The only side, yeah.
The only Ooh, side.
Fighting talk.
Since you're 30 years in, do you want to make the case for Orange, and then I will back you up with some of the people that I've been able to get hold of this week?
Yeah, see, I've been thinking about all this, and while we all have our loyalties, I think that the mint Tic Tacs are a low-tier option. Orange is nice and refreshing, and it doesn't ruin the taste of things if you eat or drink something after.
Oh, that's a very good point. That's a really good point.
And mint Tic Tac, orange Tic Tacs have been going since 1974.
I've reached out to who I can. You'll know this, Lisa, a disappointing number of people just consider a Tic Tac to be a mint, and therefore they don't have the capacity in their small brains to even discuss the orange Tic Tac.
No, how unadventurous.
All, really.
So I did reach out to a few people whose opinions went straight in the bin. However, I did ask about who was doing the chat show circuit at the moment, and you will be aware that Hugh Grant is currently promoting his new film. And I just asked if perhaps he could be asked at any point if he had a preference on Tic Tac, and here he is.
I like orange.
Yes! What?
So there you go, Hugh Grant, Team Orange. And I'll tell you who else is out promoting at the moment with a few tickets to sell, the Oasis Boys. If anybody knows a thing about a long-running dispute with someone they care about deeply, it's Oasis. So let's go to the people's champion of Oasis, Liam Gallagher.
They're famous because they're orange.
Hang on a minute.
And finally...
Wait, I smell a rat finally, here.
I happen to be very good friends with... I'm not really one of these showbiz guys who likes to hang around with other showbiz guys. But you meet someone, you click, here's my good friend Elmo.
You absolute cheat,
Elmo's
John
orange.
Richardson.
How dare you?
Not one of those people has mentioned Tic Tacs. You've clipped these off the internet.
How dare you? Listen, while I clear my name, let's take a moment and afterwards see if Team Mint can live up to the Titan heavyweights of Hugh Grant, Liam Gallagher and Elmer.
John Richardson. John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show. Radio.
At Tesco Mobile,
Gatouche Briticus.
Join the millions using Trainline Split Save Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracashtabra, Spendium Lesicus, Moneyus Orpheum.
How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing split safe fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to split safe fares being available.
Orange. For years, people around the world have been united by the power of the moustache. This Movember, unite to take on mental health, suicide, prostate and testicular cancers. Come together, grow together, raise funds, save lives. Change the face of men's health. Sign up at Movember.com.
When it comes to relationships, you want something real. Someone like you, looking for a genuine relationship. Go to RealPeopleDating.com.
Sounds like someone's lowered prices with their Tesco Club card. Like 6 Mullacorney yogurts, now only £2.50, down from £4. With Tesco Club card, everyone can feel the to lower prices. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of large stores ends 3rd of December. Club card or app required.
Do you ever dream of being covered in Coleman's English mustard? I must admit, I do. Often. That yellow hue, that fiery kick. So bold, so lickable. Such hot stuff. Oh, I just want to be smothered in it. Then again, I am a sausage. Coleman's English mustard. Hot and English since 1814. Try it today on me.
Hello and welcome to Greg's Bag Some Joy. Listeners, get ready. What's in the Greg's breakfast deal from just £2.85? A, a breakfast roll. B, a hot drink of your choice. Or C, all of the above. Congratulations, it's all of the above from only £2.85. Join us next time for all this and so much more. Greg's Bag Some Joy. Prices may vary. See and shop for details.
Wake up, people, and smell the ginger. Kickstart your day with a Moju shot. 13.8 grams of fresh pressed ginger for an all-natural boom. Like a ginger ninja kick to your taste buds. Put some Moju in your morning. Moju. Wake, shake, boom.
Love my Toyota Corolla. I do. Love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy. My kids love it.
Slow maintenance. Looks great. Worth every penny.
My Corolla is great. Yeah. Plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla me no bought by Sunday. Ehi meri peli garsi. Ehi me horn chalondiya.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favorite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
Rayo is the new place to listen to Absolute Radio 90. Download it now. Find the latest travel news at absoluteradio.co.uk.
There's the market.
Mirror, oh, oh,
in the coffee.
And a cinema twirl.
Man, I feel like a Nero.
App only one membership per year, two codes per day, 25% off barista-made drinks and pastries. Exclusions and T's and C's apply.
Win £250,000.
If you win the cash this week, you can be a screamer. Or you can do a Catherine wheel, which is like a cartwheel but on the radio.
Now. Text WIN to 81215. Text costs £2.50 plus your standard network rate. Enter at absoluteradio.co.uk. Online entries cost £2.50. Or call 0330-880-4594. Calls charged at the standard rate. Over 18s only.
All the rules for this radio network competition are on our website. Lines close on Friday the 8th of November at 5pm. Plus, it's a guaranteed winner, so someone will have the cash in their bank account the same day.
You could win £250,000. John Richardson.
John Richardson.
He needs another name than that, I would have thought. Yeah.
John Richardson.
He should call himself Richardson John.
This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either.
Okay, so you've heard the case for Orange. Pretty strong, I think. I'd be surprised if there's many Oscar nominations knocking about on Team Mint. But Angela, take it away.
Well, I'd like to start, John. I'd like to open this by saying, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I went onto the Tic Tac website and only the mint versions are vegan. The other flavours, wow, apparently not vegan. So I don't know if that sways your opinion at all. His mind looks blown right now.
Wow.
So
okay, that is big. That is big.
That's I've just dropped that on John Richardson on air.
What is not vegan about an orange? What
I'm not sure. I think it's in the colouring. Is it the...
It must be the colouring. Yeah. Like cochineal or something in it made from beetles. Oh, my God. But they might as well throw some steak in the middle of these things.
Oh, steak-flavoured Tic Tacs. Now you're talking.
Oh. Fresh mint are made using carnauba wax, a plant-based alternative. The orange flavour is vegan in the US.
We're not in the US, John. Do I need to continue? Because I can with my celebrity endorsements. Or are you ready to switch teams now? I don't know, John.
Come on, tell me you've got...
Okay, I want to just, as a little caveat out there, I too am not a celebrity party animal. It just so happens that in the last week, a few jobs I've done happened to have crossed paths with some of the national treasures, I think it's fair to say. So I recorded a podcast last week with my lovely friend from Mock the Week, Hugh Dennis. And so I asked him about his opinion on Tic Tacs. This is what he had to say.
I tell you what, I love these things. I love them. Look at them.
And what you don't know is he was holding up, it's a video, holding up mint Tic Tacs, John.
Oh, can't confirm. Camp's in the video. Fake news.
Okay, well, maybe this will swing you, because as we know, when Bobby first approached us, Lisa had previously got little Alex Horn, to hold up a poster saying Team Orange. Is that right?
It is.
That is right. So I thought, oh, what beats Alex Horn? And I thought, well, the Taskmaster himself. And it just so happened that last week I did a gig with Greg Davies. And so he recorded this little video for me.
Richardson, obviously, these are better than Orange. Obviously.
Rattling some mint Tic Tacs. The case rests,
can't even
my love.
I accuse you of faking it because he used my name.
Yeah. I didn't snip it off the internet. Oh, no.
I didn't hear any snipping.
I feel I've let you down, Lisa.
Never, John. This is amazing, Angela.
I think, Bobby, that we might have settled it there. I'm feeling pretty confident.
It's pretty big. I'm sorry, Lisa. I'm sorry to the guys at Tic Tac Orange.
It's okay. No, I appreciate all you've done, and I'm already thinking how I can up this ante now to get the better.
I mean, when you say you appreciate all he's done, what he's done is Google, is what he's done. let's not forget.
Listen
that.
Here, Angela. Listen here. If you think for a second that I did that myself and didn't ask our producer Will to do it for me, you give me so much credit, even by Googling it myself.
Sorry, he got some minions to Google for him. That's what John Richardson did for you.
I am not going to let this rest. I will get in touch with the guys at Tic Tac and ask them to start using the carnauba wax in the UK so that orange Tic Tacs become vegan. And then they do so and you want to dig this debate back up, I'm more than willing to do so. For now, I think it's I'm not going to say a victory for Team Mint, because this is a war and not a battle. However, clearly Mint have taken it this week. Congratulations, Angela and Bobby.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said I gotta make somebody love me. I'm gonna make somebody.
It's John Richards and Angela Barnes here on Absolute Radio. In the final hour, we will keep you up to date with some of the news that wasn't in the news that should have been in the news, and also some very exciting news for pedants everywhere.
Seconds from my heart, but put it from the door. Helpless, I surrender. Shackled by your love, holding me like this, poison on your lips. Only when it's over, the silence hits so hard. 'Cause it was almost love, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love. When I ourselves in vain. How tragic is this game? Turn around, I'm holding on to someone, but the love's gone. Carrying the load with wings that feel like stone. Knowing that we nearly fell so far, now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close, it was almost love. When I when the walls are caving in, but I see you on the other side. We can try all over again. When I love, it was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love.
John Richards
and the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
Ticketoosh, Mleticus!
Join the millions using Trainline SplitSave Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracash Dabra, Spendium Lesicus, Moneyus Orpheum!
How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
To verify, email checkit at natwest.com. Eligibility criteria, terms and conditions apply. Other fees may apply.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert, nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
When winter hits,
Some don't have what it takes, but Toolstation customers weather the storm. You don't let up, you get up and go. Perfector of pipes, Vanessa of fittings. Some people merely fix boilers, but you bring the heat. Where others switch off, you solder on. And with Toolstation, you've got everything you need to conquer the cold this winter. Shop in store, online, or on the app. Toolstation, for a job done right.
Will that souffle collapse? Who's got a soggy bottom? Can they stand the heat, or will they have to get out of the kitchen? When the judge takes a bite and picks your favourite as the winner.
Mm-hmm.
There's no feeling like live TV. However you watch, a TV licence is your must-have pass to over 400 live TV channels and all those must-see moments we love to talk about. To find out more, search TV licence.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. Two-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Breathe it in. That new car smell. It comes as standard with every brand new car found on Auto Trader. And there's no need to hold your breath. Because we have thousands of brand new cars ready to roll. Brand new cars found at Auto Trader.
The following are assembly instructions for a day trip at IKEA this half term. Take 8 plump meatballs at least and one bed that doubles as a bouncy castle. Add free 45 minutes room planning sessions, as many activities for kids as possible, and add one extra slice of dime cake. Combine all together and you have the perfect day out at IKEA. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
Rayo. Download it from your app store and hear your favourite Absolute Radio stations and more. And hear the latest news next.
Make morning simple with 25% off coffee and pastries at Cafe Nero when you take out the qualifying product, so compare the market.
Nero, oh, oh,
in the coffee
and a cinema twirl.
Man, I feel like a Nero.
App only one membership per year, two codes per day, 25% off barista-made drinks and pastries, exclusions and T's and C's apply.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Sophie Merrick. Survivors of devastating flooding in eastern Spain say the government abandoned them as weather warnings remain in place for heavy rain across the region. More than 200 people have died. Almost 4 months after Rishi Sunak announced he was stepping down as the leader of the Conservatives, his successor will be announced later this morning. Robert Jenrick and Kemi Badenoch are the final two left standing. With 3 days left until Americans head to the polls, both presidential candidates have held rallies in a key swing state. They've been taking place just miles apart from each other in Wisconsin. And an iPhone adapter that could be used to rule out throat cancer is being piloted in the NHS. We're told it could cut the amount of time patients need to wait before getting the all clear from doctors.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Ruben Amorim says his new club at Manchester United told him it was now or never if he wanted to become their coach. He's taking up his new job on the 11th and will stay in charge of Sporting until then. Arsenal visit Newcastle this lunchtime, hoping to get their Premier League title challenge back on track. Leaders Manchester City go to Bournemouth, but failure to win would allow Liverpool to leapfrog them with victory over Brighton. Celtic and Aberdeen will put their unbeaten domestic records on the line once again this evening as they battle it out for a place in the Scottish League Cup final. And England's cricketers need to win their second one-day international against the West Indies this afternoon to keep the three-game series alive.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo. The new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
Another cloudy day with the odd patch of drizzle, feeling mild in any brighter spells. It's remaining dull as we head into this evening too. Highs today of 14 degrees.
John, son of Richard.
John Richard.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
I never saw it as the start. It's more a change of heart.
Rapping on the windows, whistling down the chimney pot. Blowing up the dust in the room where I forgot. I laid my plans in solid rock.